Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to a special Wednesday edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show. We usually air on Thursdays, but all the kids are, it's summer, so that all the they're done their studies and they're having a break, and we got some free time, so we get to do a Wednesday 3 o'clock open mic spot. So welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketsi, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two amazing guests. We have Angie Faith and Johnny Fatiaki. Say hello.
Hello, Vancouver.
Hello, everyone.
Awesome. And Johnny was practicing that hello, Vancouver.
Right on.
Yeah, rock and roll, baby. All right, so please introduce yourselves.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Angie Faith. Thank you so much for having us today, DJ Medi. It's an absolute pleasure to be back here in the studio. And sitting next to me here, I have my dad, Johnny Fatiaki.
Yay!
That's right. Hi, everyone. Johnny Fatiaki here. All the hits all the time. Gonna have a good time today.
Awesome. All right. So first of all, we have to congratulate Angie. Yay! Because she won the Russell and Roots. It was a competition. Tell me about the competition.
It was a battle of the bands. I entered in the beginning of June, and everyone had a whole month to vote daily. So if you're listening and you voted for me, thank you so much. I really couldn't have done this without you. And I'm really grateful to Russell and Roots for putting on this amazing show. It's going to be August 12th at Softball City in Surrey. Tickets are available at russellandroots.com. And it was just so much fun, honestly. Being this competition was such a great time. A lot of amazing musicians, a lot of amazing bands that we were competing against. And later on, we're going to announce there's two shows, actually. So there's the country music show, mm-hmm. which I won, and bringing my dad and his band on stage with me. And then there's the rock and roll show, which is happening July 29th. And we're going to play some music for you guys later on from the band that won the rock show.
Yes.
Battle of the Bands.
Yes, and they've been on the Wham Bam East Van Show before, so I'm excited to play them. Okay, so tell me about Steph Jackson.
Steph Jackson, oh my gosh, she is an amazing woman, an amazing musician. She's been in the industry for a long time. She's so pro. I love working with her. We've done quite a few shows together. And, you know, when we both sat down and did this cover of I'll Always Remember Us This Way, I don't think either of us knew what was going to happen with this song. Like, this song, it literally changed my life. It literally did. This song has now won me a national talent search, which includes $10,000.
Awesome.
Right? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And a mentorship and friendship with Kevin McCove, who's now become one of my just really good friends. And like I said, a mentor in music. And now it's won me a Battle of the Bands, an opportunity to be the opening act for some amazing country artists at Softball City in Surrey this summer.
Yes, and let's hear I'll Always Remember Us This Way. And it's on YouTube, so you could check that out if you miss it. So here it is on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Arizona sun burning in your eyes. You look at me and babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in your soul like California gold. You found the light in me that I could even find.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I know you guys can't see anything here, but I will be putting up videos on Facebook there. So tell me about, they brought their guitars, and they're going to play some live music for us. So first of all, why don't you tell me about your instruments?
Awesome. I'm playing a Martin D13, courtesy of Long McQuaid. Thank you, Long McQuaid.
How about you, Johnny?
This is a Larrivée made in California.
It's made in California.
And my dad gave this to me.
You're kidding.
Off the cuff. He said, you can have it.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. And they had the Larrivée in Vancouver, right? Years ago.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Okay. So, yes, tell me about this first song.
All right. This first song is going to be off the EP that's coming out in the fall. And it's a song about being a musician and falling in love. And the song's called Lifetime.
They say the hardest part is taking the leap. After all is said and done, I might have agree. I've got scars, you got bruises, seen it all through and through. Years go by, something things never change. Every time I look at you, well, I see sparks dancing in the flame. Years go by, some things never change. Why do I always run and hide? How much longer till I find the love of my life? Would you believe if I said it is true? Someone like you. I got my weaknesses, I still walk the line. Still got a lot of words written in these heart of mine. Days go by, not sinking, off to another show. I hit the stage, I turn the page, another lonely cab ride. Oh, ooh. And it makes me wonder.
All right, so this next song here, just gonna adjust my capo.
Maybe tell everyone what is a capo.
A capo is a beautiful device. Actually, is it capo or capo? Hold on, we need to address this because I still don't know.
I say capo.
You say capo?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think some people say capo, so... Mm. A capo is a device that bars your guitar, so it gives you kind of like this natural barring and lets you play in different octaves, and it's really cool.
All right, tomato, tomato.
Exactly.
Okay, tell me about your next one.
All right, this song is a brand new song, not released yet. You can expect the single coming out also in the fall. And this one here is called I Am Free. Dear old me, I wish I could tell you it gets easier. So just hold me till the smoke clears and I am free again. I'm walking down this road, I'm so much closer to the edge of something beautiful. I'm letting go of pain, I'll never let them silence me again. This is me now. Here is my voice. I am free now. I made a choice. This is me now. Following my fate of joy. This is me. I am free.
like lightning in the storm. I was born to sing my guts out to you. This is me now. Here is my voice. I am free now. I made a choice. This is me now. I'm following my thread of joy. This is me. Down this road, I'm so much closer to the edge of something beautiful. I'm letting go of pain. I'll never let them silence me again. This is me now. Here is my voice. I am free now. I made a choice. This is
Angie Faith, everyone, live here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And that's why she's a winner, baby.
That felt good. Thank you, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, so Johnny, you raised this amazing girl. So what kind of an influence have you had on each other, like just performing together?
It was kind of a natural thing. You know, I used to have a practice room at our house, and she would come in, and I had a little stage she would stand on with a microphone, and she would just sing with me for hours and hours, you know, anything from Ella Fitzgerald to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And then one day I came downstairs when she was much older, and she'd written this song. And I said, what is that song? She goes, I wrote this song, Dad. I said, that's a hit.
Yeah.
And then professionally, you know, we nowadays, you know, she pays me, which is a good thing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thanks for the gigs, Ed.
You're welcome. Thank you for the gigs.
Yeah. Okay, but you prefer to listen to rock and roll? That's your thing? And tell me about your band.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, right now I'm playing a lot of blues music, but I've been in rock bands all my life, and I listen to anything. You know, I'll put on CBC and listen to, you know, African music, you know, anything really.
Right.
So, yeah.
And tell me about your bandmates.
My band and I have been together for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And I love those guys. We started in high school in a band called Thor. Marty, Jimmy, rest in peace. And Steve and Val and Brad Kilburn, my left-hand man on my right-hand side.
So nice.
We're still together to this day with a few extra deputies around. And I love them all dearly.
Awesome. All right, and we're going to get to more Angie and Johnny after the break.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of The Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
All right, and we are back with Johnny, and guess what? We're going to play one of your songs that was recently mastered. Tell me about it.
That's right. This song is called Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Angie and I, pre-COVID, wrote 6 blues songs, and we were going to record them, and then everything stopped. So I just managed to do this one in a studio in Richmond, and it's a song about two lovers that have gone on to the other side, and they meet once a day on the Day of the Dead, a good Mexican holiday.
Oh, and we have some issues with the download. You know what? Let's try it on this one over here, and let's see if that works. All right, one more time.
Hello, Vita. Castanets. In a honky tonk down in Mexico, that's where I first laid eyes on her. She pulled me in with a wicked grin. I was the man in black, I didn't stand a chance. I asked her to dance. We swayed while the band played on. Tequila. Oh, she gonna take my soul. Oh, ta señorita has got me wrapped around her finger, and she knows.
How you lived in Mexico off and on.
Yes, the last 10 years, working with my partner, Kate Harris. Yep. She has a business down there, so we were living the high life down there working. And it's a Cabo San Lucas, beautiful spot of the world.
Yes, and let's hear you speak a little Spanish.
Well, there's a lot of laughter going on today.
Oh, you're funny. Put me on the spot. Yeah.
I'm actually trying to learn a little bit. So I think.
Like un poquito?
Un poquito, yeah. And it's muy caliente. Is that too
hot? Muy caliente.
Yes, right? It is.
Por favor, yes. Señorita.
Dos cervezas. All my Richmond friends out there to go down to Mexico, they all know dos cervezas.
All right, dos, not just uno, dos.
Dos.
Yes, all right. Okay, and we have a Spanish show here on CJSF, so we're just going to play that show promo right now.
Atención.
Yucastereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM. 90.1 FM. Yuka Stereo.
Yuka Stereo.
Atención.
Atención, and we have Angie Faith and Johnny Fatiaki. All right, so next we're going to play a song called Mid-May, and you're going to tell me about this artist, Forrest Mortefi. What do you know about him?
I love Forrest. I'm a big fan of his work. Forrest is a trans man who has recently released this single called Mid-May. Mm-hmm. It's such a vibe. I've listened to this song like 100 times, and so, you know, when y'all said I could pick a few of my favorites to play,
yeah,
I said this has got to be on the spot.
No relation to Anne Mortefi, I wonder.
I don't think so.
Right? Because the last name, I was like, oh, the name. And yeah. I know she's kind of like into nature and all that stuff. So I'm thinking, oh, she would name her son Forrest, right? But
yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I just want to say one more thing about Forrest. Is, he's got a museum of his creative work that's going to be released August 3rd in California. So go follow Forrest Mortefi on all streaming platforms and all socials, and know that he's releasing a museum of his creative work August 3rd in California.
Shadows in your